Along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Got him a little bit of water. It's getting a little dry there.
It's a little dry and the very end of a cold. So, but we were talking about, and don't want to shortchange, a lot of the good things that are happening at Manhattan Christian College. And again, I know you have Kevin on from time to time. And so they've got that great Student Life Center, and that's under construction. And then Coffin Hall on the campus, they've been doing some alterations. When we go up to Via Christi Hospital at 1823 College Avenue, they've been doing inside the building a lot of construction and updating. And again, I know you have folks from them on from time to time, but they had some programs that were over it at the which is now the Lafine Center, that they've been moving to the current hospital facility and other locations in the community. If we move to Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and again, Kathy, something that is right close to the radio station here is the new apartment complex called the Links at Manhattan. It's a 622-unit complex, and it's located at Casement Road and Marlette Avenue. That'll be the largest apartment complex in Manhattan. And our understanding is that they'll be ready, or some of the units will be open in June, and so they'll be starting to take reservations for people who are looking there. Metal Arc Hills has got some little projects going on from time to time inside their facilities, doing some alterations. Ready Systems, which is at 1601 Tuttle Creek Boulevard, is doing a pretty significant building addition, and they hope to have that wrapped up about April. And again, that's 1601 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. On the west side of town, and again, I traverse through there almost every day, but Scenic Crossing, which is a 23-acre mixed-use development, there's a lot of infrastructure being put in there, and then the city is well underway doing a major roundabout and improving and widening Anderson Avenue out at that end all the way through over to Blueville Nursery. And still we've mentioned this several times before, but they will be starting construction here this spring in that mixed-use development. ESB Financial is going to be putting their second location in Manhattan. They also have a location on Highway 24, and so they will be starting construction here in the spring of 2017. Again, we're talking about Scenic Crossing at the corner of Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. And ShopQuick has announced that they'll be also putting a facility in at the Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue location. If we move over to our kind of final area is the West Loop. University Christian Church is getting close to having their expansion, pretty significant expansion done at 2800 Claflin Road. And the KSU Federal Credit Union, we talked about their third location, but one of their other locations, 2600 Anderson Avenue, they've been doing some alterations on the inside. And then Knorr Residence Apartment Building is going up at Hilton Heights and Claflin. And Advanced Dermatology is putting in a brand new building at 2735 Pembroke Place. And that's kind of the wrap-up of what we have or what we're aware of. We kind of review this list. It's about 3 weeks old by the time I get here. So some of the businesses have already opened, some are getting close to open, and others have started. So we try to keep track, and we'll try to answer questions. Like I said a few minutes ago, Dave came in and asked, since the last time I came in here, Rusty's Last Chance announced they were closing, and we understand there's some construction and perhaps remodeling going on in those buildings now, but I don't have any information on what that is.
And sorry to hear about that, too. Always hate to hear that as well. Well, moving along, I know that you have some numbers and some surveys. I guess Manhattan continues to make a little bit of get a little national attention, in fact.
Well, Kathy, it's nice when outside organizations and associations track a lot of different things about communities all across the United States. And in the last 10 years especially, Manhattan has showed up on a lot of different lists, which gives us some free publicity, and that's great. And one that just came out early this year, and I think you've reported on it, and certainly Kansas State University is now using it as part of their marketing, but by the American Institute for Economic Research, just here in January, they listed Manhattan as one of the 10 best college towns in America, and they have a whole list of criteria that they look at, and that's the kind of thing that helps sell our community as a great place to be, and certainly in this particular accolade, it talks about K-State and our town, and we always had great town-gown relationships, and that just improves our quality of life. K-State brings so many great things to our community. And then something that Forbes magazine does every year, and we continue to be a top on that, but Forbes lists Manhattan, and this was in 2016. Their 2017 ratings haven't, but we're in the top 10 metros for startup growth. And so we do see, when you look around Manhattan and even some of the businesses that I just read through, there's a lot of startups that are always going on in our community. We have some great entrepreneurs that have turned small businesses into very large, successful businesses of all kinds in this community. And so I'm very proud of continuing to receive that kind of accolade. Area Development Magazine, again, and this is in 2016, because a lot of the 2017 things haven't come up, but in cities under 160,000 population, we made the list for a top 10 small city for prime workforce, and that takes a look and measures, again, this was by Area Development Magazine, and it takes a look at our workforce and the quality of our workforce. So it's another great accolade for Manhattan. And then Forbes also does another thing where they look at the best small places or the best small cities for business and careers. And for 7 years running, we have been in the top 30. We've been as high as number one. We've been number five. And so that's an incredible record that we've had. Again, these are well-recognized names of magazines that independently look at communities across America, and they identify some of the best ones. And so that really talks about the quality of our community, and it's a real tribute to the leaders of this community that really work hard to try to make sure that we have a quality of life. That includes Kansas State University, our city, our county folks, Chamber of Commerce. We all work hard to try to make this a pretty neat place to live and work, and that's just something that I think we've been fairly successful. And again, there's a whole bunch more accolades I could read, but these are the ones that are probably the more recent ones, toward the end of 2016, and the one that I read on one of the top 10 best college towns in America, that's just came out in January. So,
you know, it's exciting, too, as you were saying, just driving around town, you can't hardly drive anywhere without seeing that construction activity. You mentioned, the apartment complex going on over here, and I went by there just the other day on my way to Fort Riley. I kind of shot through the Marlette area, and very impressive. You say some of those units will be open by late June.
That's what we were told. And so we don't have any further updates on that. I don't know whether the whole complex will be open, but certainly some of them are going to be open. But it's very large. If people are out for a Sunday drive and just want to look around, they certainly can do that. And, of course, the other thing that you can see from almost every part of town is NBAF. There are four huge cranes there working. And I just had somebody the other day said, well, aren't they about finished with that? And I said, no, there's a long way to go yet. That will not be opening until late 2021. And again, Marty Veneer, when you have her on, keeps you updated on all of the activities going on. It's a big, big project. When you think about a $1.25 billion construction project, Kathy, that's huge. That's huge for any major metro in the United States. So for a Manhattan, Kansas, to have one facility that costs that much and is that large, that's a big, big, big project.
I know we occasionally have Manhattan building official Brad Clausen on also, but it looks like you have some information about building permit values that are also pretty positive.
Yeah, one of the things, Kathy, that we track is, and Brad and I oftentimes, I'll hear something he says, he hears something I say, so we exchange some information, and so I try to catch Brad when you have him on too. But one of the things we started tracking in 2001 was the annual new building permit, just the values. And that's based on what the total project cost is and how the city figures that out. But so we track commercial building, the building permit values, as well as residential building permit values. And our peak year between 2001 and 2016 was 2010. If people remember that, the Big Red One had moved back. Fort Riley was expanding. We had a lot of housing. The downtown redevelopment was in high gear. Lots of commercial construction going on in our community. But 2016, as far as building permit values, was the second highest year. And when we asked Brad a little bit about it, the residential side of that had a big increase. That was mostly due to that apartment complex. The size of this new apartment complex is huge and very expensive, and so that increased the permit values. That's pretty incredible, again, for a community to have the second highest year. And again, when you look at, people at home can't see this, but but you can, is that when you look at 2001, I have a little chart here that I'm showing, Kathy, is there's overall been a real steady increase. And there's some up and down years, but when you compare to where we were in 2001 and our valuation of commercial and residential building permit values was just a little over $20 million. And then you look at 2010, and it was over $180 million. And if you come to 2016, we were over 120, and that was about 125, and that was, or 130, and that was about our second highest building permit value.
Interestingly, that's when I started here. It was 2001, and I do remember things increasing through that time frame, so that is interesting. Why don't we go ahead and take our final break? It's now about 9:43, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Some more numbers to share, and might also mention some of the legislative coffees that are coming up and all kinds of things going on. Again, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments of your own for Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler.